98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
All right, welcome back to the show. The Arizona Coyotes in the middle of a, or I guess they're one game in, to an extensive East Coast road trip here. And joining us right now on the 72 Sold Sports Line is their head coach, Andre Tourigny. Coach, thank you for the time. A tough one against Florida to start this trip off. That's an undefeated team, though, and you guys did rally in the third and almost pulled that off. How'd you like your team's effort on Monday?
Like you just said, I think we could have been better in the first two periods. I think even Florida is a really good team, and they play at such a pace. It was they put us in trouble in the first two periods, and we had great performance from both our goalie. But in the third, I think, like you mentioned again, the way we rally, the way we bounce back, we showed a lot of character. It was not easy, especially the way the first two periods happened. So I'm happy about the character the guys showed.
Coach, I know that it's very, very tough. You're 0-5-1 right now after six games. What are you saying to your guys to keep their heads up? How do you keep their heads up?
But we have no choice to just trying to be better every day. You know, even if we feel sorry for ourselves, you know, on the pro sports, if you feel sorry for yourself, nobody will help you. So there's no other way for us to just keep pushing forward, keeping getting better every day. And we're looking at the future the right way and saying, hey, we got better every game since the start of the season. Florida is a really tough opponent. Islander is a really tough opponent, and we made really tight game with those guys. So we're getting there. We just need to keep grinding, keep pushing, and good thing will happen.
That character you talked about, to be able to push back, even though things are tough right now, push back and almost come back in that third period against Florida, that's been there at times throughout the first few games. Are you confident that's something that's just permanent with this group and that's going to be part of your identity all season?
Yes, it is. I have no doubt about it. You know, I said that to you before. We have a lot of good leaders in our team. We have a good guys who've been successful, who won Stanley Cup, who's been champion. So they know, and they know how tough the NHL is and how long the season is in the NHL. And you go through those stretches in pro sports where you need to just go head down and keep pushing and try to be better every day.
Coach, can you give us any examples of how the organization has supported you so far? Are you getting the support that you need from the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew what we were getting into before the season, and we said we're all in this together, and that's never changed. I never felt someone was trying to point finger or trying to blame anyone. I think we're all in this together. We're all looking for solution. Same thing with the player. I feel everybody is pushing through, and they don't know. Nobody is selfish or pointing finger or trying to find the reason why that happened. We're just trying to find solutions, you know. And I like the way that things are done right now.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourigny. Andre, Liam O'Brien, who's played the last couple games and has made a pretty big impact, even against Florida. He only had about 8.5 minutes of ice time, but he had a goal and he had 8 hits, and he just seems to be around it. What can you tell us about him?
But you know, Obi is a guy with a lot of character as well, and he's been pro before. He didn't play a lot in the NHL, but he grind in the NHL, and yeah, he's a guy with a lot of character, a lot of passion. He's a good Irish guy who he's always up for the test. So he's a good presence around the team. Like I said, the frustration the last game from Hobie on the bench, and just to see the passion in his eyes and how much he wanted to win and how much he wanted to go at them, I think that dragged everybody in the fight. And you need those guys who are warrior. When you know when the situation will require, you can always trust them. He will have your back.
Is the joy still there for you, Coach? Is it still there for you, even through this losing right now?
Absolutely. And it's the same for the group. Today, we had a practice here in Tampa, and the guys were high tempo and were pushing through. You know, you look the way Florida played and the way they beat their opponent in the start of the season, and you see how we came back in the game and we're one goal away, one shot away to tie the game. And same thing against the Island, a pretty good team here. The next day they just beat on the back to back. They just beat Vegas the same way they did with us. So that showed the quality of the team they have. And you know, we're feeling we're getting better, and we're feeling we're every game. It's just a matter of time. Right now we have bad luck. We have great scoring chance. We just cannot bury. But that will change. During a season, that balance itself. So we're in that kind of a funk right now, but with the attitude of the guy, the energy every day, and we're pushing through, good thing will happen.
Looking ahead the rest of this road trip, I mean, the schedule's tough with Tampa obviously having won the last two cups tomorrow and then Washington on Friday. But at the same time, if you beat one of those teams, I mean, what do you think just even one win would do for your group right now?
I think we'll do a lot, because right now, like I said, I'm beating the drum and I'm telling you, hey, we do a lot of good things. We're right there with those teams. But at the end of the day, we're in pro sports. We want to have something to show for. So I think being a reward by a win against one of those elite teams, I think will means a lot, you know, and will be great for our confidence, because right now we say we know we can do it, but doing it, it's the next step. And when we will have that first one under the belt, I think the guys will be a little bit more relaxed. They won't squeeze their stick in the same way. That will help us moving forward.
Bear, is there a guy on the roster that has exceeded your expectation, where you came in and maybe you didn't have a lot of familiarity with the guy, but he's surprised you based on how he's played? Is there a guy like that on the roster right now?
I think there's two guys I have in mind right away. The first one is Johan Larsson. I think Lars is playing really well, not just offensively, but defensively as well. He's generating good offense, and he's playing well as well defensively. And he has a tough matchup. You know, he's playing against top opponent every night, and he's taking a lot of D-zone face-offs. So he has a tough task, and he's did a really good job since the beginning with us. And the other guy will be on the back end. It will be Libushkin. I think Bush is playing really hard. Again, he has a good thought process, made good play in the breakout with the puck. So I'm happy about his progression. I think he's trending in the right direction.
Andre Tourney, always great to talk to you, man. Good luck tomorrow in Tampa.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach.